Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 670, the topic is nutrition, and the title is Protein Tracking Progressions. I was talking with a client recently that I work with online. She lives out in California, and we were doing kind of like a phone call, virtual conversation type thing, and we were going over her MyFitnessPal numbers and values and what she was recording every day. So she tracks her daily foods through MyFitnessPal. We also track healthy daily activities and actions through an Excel spreadsheet. So this is our kind of like lifestyle program where we talk about what's going to give her the best morning routine to set up success for her day, what's the best kind of like evening routine so she can maximize time with the family but also stay healthy and stay on track. We have a lot of behaviors that are geared towards self-care, mental and emotional care, not only nutrition and training. So that's what we're working together towards. And one of the discussions that came up, what we were talking about, was her protein intake. She had asked about how well she was doing, and I said, well, you're doing a very good job at per-day consistency. You're having about the right amount of protein that you should be having per day. And we had already given her these values. We decided on them together. It was based on her body weight, her activity level, the types of workouts that she's doing, and the intensity in which she's able to do them. So how much muscle damage is she able to produce or is producing every day? And then we would kind of control our protein around that value, that estimated value. So she's doing a good job of getting the right amount of protein per day. But she then asked, what is the next thing I need to focus on? So we discussed it would be the amount per meal based on workout time. So we looked at one of her days, it was a Tuesday, and she said she had worked out in the afternoon. She had hit the right amount of protein per day. However, her breakfast, her kind of mid-morning meal, her lunch, and her dinner were all about 30-ish grams of protein per meal. However, the mid-afternoon was only 8 grams of protein. But that was actually the meal that was right after her workout. So she was having 30-some grams of protein per meal. And by the way, why this is important is protein is what fixes and repairs our muscles. Protein is what repairs the muscle we have. And we need excess protein in order to grow new muscle. So, right after workout, doing resistance training is when she has the most muscle damage. Therefore, that's when we would want the most protein in her system. Some of the protein she had at her lunch absolutely would still have been digesting and kind of available in her bloodstream. That's not a problem. But the recovery phase after workouts takes several hours. I mean, it could take 12, 24 hours, even longer than that, depending on how heavy you and kind of efficient of training you can do and perform. So whenever she had that meal of 8 grams of protein, well, by the time that meal would be digesting and going through her system, it would not have been enough. So she would have missed muscle repair and muscle growth within the time frame that that meal had been digesting. What the problem then was, even though she was having the right amount per day, she wasn't having it at the right time, therefore she would not get the best of results. So this brought to light the idea of, if I'm going to track protein, what is the order of kind of tracking it that's important? What's most important? When do I have it? All those things. So the first thing people want to do when they're looking at their protein intake is being consistent per day. Can you eat the right amount of protein per day, every day? Now, how much is the right amount of protein? Podcast number 33, way, way, way back when, in podcast 33, we discussed how much protein do I need. If you need the link for that, if your podcast platform doesn't go all the way back to 33, shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com and we'll send you the direct link. In that podcast, we talk very in detail about what is the right amount. And in general, the window is 0.6 grams to 1 gram per pound of general lean muscle mass. So if somebody weighs 200 pounds, but really they have 40 pounds of fat on them, they're really only a 160-pound person. So they would eat 0.6 to 1 gram per 160 pounds. Now, per pound, I mean, of their 160 pounds. So there's some numbers in there. There's some details in there. How do I know if I'm 0.6 or 1 gram? What if I'm in the middle somewhere? How do we know all that stuff? It's in podcast 33. So please listen to that, and you can learn more about the actual details of protein intake. But today we're going to talk about the process, like the what do we pay attention to and when. So the first thing we do, like we said, is per day consistency. Can I have around the right amount of protein every day? If I'm not being accurate in that, then nothing else matters. So I might be getting my post-workout protein perfectly. You know, I'm getting the right amount of protein right after my workout. But then the rest of the day you're eating who knows how much and it's ridiculously inconsistent. Then you're not getting the best of results. It's better to have a more steady stream of protein throughout the day than it is to just have a lump sum right after the workout and then never pay attention to it again. So per day consistency is most important. Then we want to look at the amount per meal based on our workout time. So we want to have protein at every single meal, but the meals around our workout time should have the most. You can look to have the most protein at the meal before the workout and the meal after the workout. Now, are there some nuances that would be different from person to person, situational? Yes. But in general, most of our protein intake, if we are kind of skewing the protein intake, I would want to have more protein intake around the times of my workout. So let's say I work out midday, let's say early afternoon. So I would have maybe a breakfast. I'm just making up numbers, by the way, so please don't follow these numbers. It's just an example. At breakfast, I might have 20 grams of protein. At mid-morning, I might have 25. At lunch, I might have 30. At the meal after my workout, my mid-afternoon meal, I might have a 30 as well. Then at dinner, I might go down to 25. And then I would go to bed. So that's an example where you can see we just kind of skew up and skew back down to follow our kind of muscle damage activity throughout the day. When would I have the most muscle damage present? That's around when I should have the most protein in my meals. Now, those are two big things that most people don't do well at. If you looked at most of the people I work with, I'd say probably 80%-ish struggle with those two things. Very few people do a great job of getting just that right. So therefore, when I get questions about people asking, you know, should I have white fish or should I have chicken breast? Which is the better protein source? I kind of jokingly tell them, like, that doesn't matter in any way whatsoever because the rest of your day looks like absolute shit. So who cares whether you have white fish or chicken breast at your meal post-workout if the rest of the workout, like the rest of the day, looks like freaking hot dogs and pizza and skipped meals and, oh, you know, I was too busy with my friends, so I went out to have Mexican and four beers. Good Lord, pay attention to what matters most. So don't get lost in the details because it's a small, simple thing for you to control, and then you have this false sense of control. Don't lie to yourself. Control the big stuff. Control the hard stuff. Then worry about the details. Pay attention to details while you screw up some huge, enormous chunk of health is stupid. Most people can keep themselves totally busy by just paying attention to the big things. Okay? Now, if you are consistent in per day protein intake, if you are consistent with the amount per meal based on your activity level and based on your workout times, then we would want to progress to kind of tracking digestion rate so we can peak our blood protein content at various times of the day. So not only is it important that I eat consistently throughout the day, that I eat more protein around the time of my workouts and less protein at times away, there also is attention paid to, of the protein sources I eat, when do they digest? When would they be available to the body? Not all proteins digest at the same rate. Some can digest within, say, an hour and a half, 2 hours. Some might digest in, say, 6-8 hours. Some might take longer, somewhere in the middle. So the digestion rates for protein intake, the protein types, is different. We have generalities that we would use and explain and discuss, but there actually are kind of like scientific details to all this stuff. So if you look at like digestion rates of proteins, some studies will suggest that you can only digest about 10 grams of protein per hour. So that means the most you could do in a 24-hour day is 240 grams of protein. However, I've heard of professional bodybuilders that consume 300 grams of protein, 400 grams of protein. So where does that extra protein go? And it would go like through the digestive system and out the other side. So you would basically just not be able to actually process and use that protein. But can you consume it? Yeah. Can you utilize it? Maybe, maybe not. Then there's the fact that if for protein to get to the part of the intestines that can actually absorb it, it might take an hour and a half. So there's studies that suggest that. That by the time you take a whey protein, before your body can actually even use the whey protein, it takes an hour and a half to get into the part of the intestines that actually uses it. There's people who estimate that 25 to 35 grams of protein per meal is the max you really need. That's all that you need for there to be excess protein in the blood system to produce new muscle tissue. Now, how many meals you need a day is a little bit different person to person. When do you have, what food you have, all that stuff, different person to person. So there are nitty-gritty details that are available for people. If they wanted to pay attention to the smallest, minutest effect of protein digestion, you can find it. And you can get lost in it. For overwhelmingly most people I work with, those fine-tuned little details don't matter. Now, I have helped people turn pro in aesthetic sports, get pro cards in bikini, fitness, figure, you know, wellness, men's physique, classic physique, women's physique, bodybuilding, all that stuff. So I've helped people get pro cards. And very rarely do any of those small little details really matter that much. We just try to have protein sources per meal that feels like it digests and they're still hungry for their next meal. So if they eat, say, red steak for breakfast, you know, like say like fatty steak for breakfast, they're not going to feel very hungry for their second meal. So we would move away from fatty steak and we would go to a leaner source of protein. Then, maybe at a really lean source of protein, it still feels kind of heavy. So we might go from, say, chicken breast to white fish. White fish digests very quickly, very easy in the digestive system. People feel like they can eat more of that per day with less digestive stress. Now, is it better to have chicken breast? Does that convert over to muscle better than white fish? Do those two convert over to muscle better or worse than, say, red meat, beef? None of that stuff really matters. People are going to ask that question, and I know that you want me to answer it. But even if I give you the answer, I'm not actually helping you. That stuff doesn't matter much. It absolutely does not matter if you're not planning on getting on a stage. Now, if you just want to know because, hey, you know, I'm trying to decide what do I eat per meal. Good. That's a good question to ask. Eat per meal what type of protein you feel like digests quickly and easily for you and allows you to be hungry at your next meal. That might be white fish, might be chicken thighs, not chicken breast. Might be Greek yogurt, might be a protein bar, might be a protein shake. Might be red meat, it might be really lean red meat. Maybe it's really fatty red meat. Maybe it's salmon, maybe it's God knows what else, tofu. Whatever in the world you want to eat, make sure it's something you enjoy. Something that digests quickly enough that you feel hungry for your next scheduled meal. If you feel hungry too early compared to your next scheduled meal, eat something that feels a little bit heartier, a little bit denser, something that feels heavier. Make that meal stretch out in digestion, if that's what you need. So, if you're looking at protein tracking progressions, the first thing you want to look at is, am I consistent with my amount per day? The second thing is, am I having the right amounts per meal based on my workout time? Am I having a meal after my workout that has no protein in it at all? Not a good idea. Don't do that. So have some protein in the meals around your workouts. Have more of your daily protein spread out into the meals around your workouts than the meals away from your workouts. Then just pick sources that you like that allow you to feel hungry by your next meal. That's all we really need. You just want to have a steady source of protein coming in throughout the day. That's going to allow you to feel your best. Now, if you do want to get into the nitty-gritty details of protein, you must first look into your overall calories. Do you even have enough overall calories that the protein you're consuming will be available for building new muscle tissue if that's your goal? Are you even training in a way that sufficiently causes muscle damage, so all the protein you're trying to eat actually has use to it? Do you have good form when you exercise? Can you properly target the muscles for muscular stress and damage? Or do you just throw weights around, take 10 minutes between sets, bullshit with friends, only do exercises that you like for the muscles you already have? There's a lot that we can look into outside of protein that is more important than the finest, tunest, nitty-gritty little details. So, to wrap it up, aim for consistency per day. Then, aim to skew your protein intake based on when your workout times are. Then, make sure you eat protein sources at each meal that you like that allows you to feel hungry for your next meal. Done. It's also a good idea to mix in a couple different protein sources per day. Try not to have the same one every day, all meals. So mix in a little bit of variety. If you can do that, you're doing great. Then pay attention to whether your calories are correct. Pay attention to improving your form and your technique on exercises. You can do this. You're going to be successful. Focus on the big picture, then the medium picture. Get everything big picture done. Then get everything medium picture. Then work on the small details. Okay? So maybe this wasn't what everybody wanted in terms of wanting to know what these all these small little numbers are. But I'm going to tell you what you need to know. Focus on the big picture. Be consistent day to day. Then kind of get everything else in order too. Calories, carbs, fats, quality of your exercise. Focus on everything involved before you get too narrowly focused on one aspect. Cool. If you'd like any help with nutrition, if you'd like any help with programming, any help at all towards your goal, just reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Our website is www.brutalirongym.com. We are happy to help, and I will help you with the details that you need. So hopefully this didn't aggravate anybody too much. I appreciate everybody listening, and I just want you to have healthy, happy lives. So that's why I try to tell you what's best, even if it's not what you want to hear. So if you like this podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.